DW.
The rise of the AfD in neighboring Mecklenburg-Western Pomerania came as a shock for many here in Berlin. When I went to talk to people out on Berlin's streets, I found a lot of disbelief about this staggering result and fear.
Ich krieg Angst.
That scares me, but on the other hand, maybe it was a good thing that the AfD took votes from the extreme right-wing National Democratic Party. But they also got many votes from the middle class. That frightens me, because the party isn't offering any solutions.
That was Christian, who believes the AfD won't be able to get that many votes here in Berlin. But according to recent polls, the AfD is very likely to get up to 15% of the votes and would therefore enter the House of Representatives of Berlin. Berlin's ruling Social Democrats are expected to get 21%. Still, Nico sees few chances for the AfD in Berlin next week.
I don't think so, because in Berlin we have a completely different spectrum of voters. And most people here don't have a problem with foreigners and refugees because there have always been a lot of foreigners living in Berlin.
In the past 2 years, the AfD has managed to enter 9 of 16 state parliaments. For Sandra, that is quite scary.
They have proved strong in so many federal states, and I don't like it at all. I don't know who I will vote for, but I'll try to be strategic and vote for a strong opponent. Maybe I'll vote for the Social Democrats.
The AfD pushes its anti-immigrant agenda to win votes. Here's the AfD deputy chairwoman Beatrix von Storch.
Innere Sicherheit steht natürlich ganz weit vorne.
Domestic security is at the top of our agenda. We demand at least 2,000 more police officers in Berlin to counter the worsening security situation. Concerning the migration crisis, we've stated clearly that Berlin cannot cater for more migrants.
The AfD's main argument, which has helped win sympathizers across Germany, is criticizing Merkel's open-door policy for refugees. That's also a hot-button topic in Berlin, says von Storch.
The government simply turns a blind eye to the negative impacts of its own policies. Like that, they believe they'll be able to better deal with the reality. That's more or less the politics of the Chancellor. She says, I don't care if it's my fault that all these migrants are here. Somehow we need to deal with the situation now.
Berliners like Annika Klose are trying to prevent the AfD from taking root in their city. She's the chairperson of the Young Socialists, the youth organization of the Social Democrats. She leads the campaign Rettet Berlin or Save Berlin, which is mobilizing against the AfD. Klose and her team reach out to at least 100,000 young people in Berlin via social media, but also by going out to the streets to meet them. They want to make people aware of the deceiving rhetoric of the AfD.
For the most part, actually, we criticize them for the way of them doing politics, their right-wing populism. It's a very smart way, actually, to influence people because they are always trying to influence them by giving examples of what they think they experience, or they're stating which is supposed to be facts. For example, oh, the refugees who come here, they all burned their passports and they're not really from Syria. They're just trying to migrate to our social security system.
Klose says it's a mere us against them rhetoric, like pitting pensioners against refugees. Here's AfD's von Storch again.
The government is also turning a blind eye to poverty in Germany. We have pensioners who live on basic social security benefits. And now we must tell them that they need to make ends meet with more or less the same benefits the state pays for hundreds of thousands of North Africans, refugees and migrants from other countries. It's a socially divisive topic, and one the government refuses to really deal with.
A divisive topic that's fueled by AfD rhetoric. No one is losing out because of refugees, says Klose.
No pensioner has even 1 euro less since the refugees came here because nobody is cutting the social benefits. It's the other way around. We are discussing about more social benefits at the moment on a federal level, especially the Social Democratic Party.
If the AfD does make it into parliament, Klose says it's important the other parties remain united and leave the AfD party to its own devices.
After the 18th of September, we are also trying to convince the parties, which are going to be in parliament, also not to cooperate with the AfD, to always show that their racism is not accepted. And actually, we were successful because we had the parties which are in parliament right now all signing a consensus against the right, and they are all signed to not have a coalition with the AfD. And I think that is also a strong message, also going out to the young people right now.
However, Merkel already said that refusing a coalition with the AfD will not be enough. She has urged politicians to tone down their rhetoric in response to the migrant crisis and the AfD's growing popularity. And she's asked all mainstream parties to counter the AfD's simplistic slogans with facts to win back voters' trust. Theresa Grinninger, DW, Berlin.
This report was brought to you by DW.